Hey everybody, my name is Jesse Collings, and I want to tell you all about my show, the Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast, here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. On the Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast, we do a thorough analysis on the biggest issues and trends within the pro wrestling industry. We talk a lot about pro wrestling media, we talk a lot about fan culture and wrestling's place within general pop culture, and we talk about the broader influences that are shaping the way we discuss and analyze the pro wrestling industry. We've had some of the brightest minds in the pro wrestling intelligentsia on the show, including WrestleNomics host Brandon Thurston, both Rich Kreich and Joe Lanza from the Flagship Wrestling Podcast, Trevor Dame from the Through the Years podcast, and a whole lot more. This isn't a show for hot takes. It's not a show recapping the latest episode of television. This is a show focusing on the biggest topics in pro wrestling and doing a deep dive on the real stories behind the surface level analysis you might find elsewhere. The Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd really appreciate it if you gave us a try. Thanks.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome everyone to episode 32 of the Five Star Match Game. I'm your humble host, Joe Gagne, and today we're dedicating a show to WCW Monday Nitro. So I will be moving head-to-head against the Flagship and giving out spoilers as they broadcast. Oh wow, Joe Lanza yelled about WWE again. That'll put butts in seats. We previously did a show about WCW in the Nitro years, but this is specifically on Monday Nitro. And with such a topic, we need a power-packed panel. So let's go meet them. Up first, a first-time contestant. He is one half of the Good, the Bad, the Hungy right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. He also covers the Minnesota Vikings, so the man knows true pain. Tyler Forens. Tyler, how you doing?
I know pain very well, and I know it better than Kevin Nash taking the finger poke of Doom. Doing well today.
Yeah, that might come up today. We'll see. Up next is a returning guest and one half of the Days of Thunder podcast, also right here on Voices of Wrestling. And I believe that show has joined the VOW network since he was on. So he's super cool now. It's Lee Malone. Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. Happy to be back. I was also a part of that aforementioned Nitro Years show. And I feel like a little bit of a ringer now being on this episode again. So
we'll see. Don't let hubris get the best of you here. It's we call that the Kreich rule here. Finally, another returning guest, a contributor to Voices of Wrestling, and someone who left his daughter at the doctor so he could be here today, Joey O'Doherty. Joey, how are you doing? And more importantly, how is your daughter doing?
Well, the main thing is I may win this game today, but I'm not going to win Father of the Year because I've just left her in A&E. No, she's cool. She's in the sitting room having a nice...
No, we just, of course. But yeah, you were dealing with a sick child, but we appreciate your perseverance here.
She's back. She's in there watching Malk in the middle like a good 8-year-old.
Very good. All right. So we have 5 rounds of super exciting trivia concerning Monday Nitro, and it kicks off with round 1. I call this Nitro Burst. For this game, I'll give you a name. You tell me if they ever had a match on Nitro. So if I said Rey Mysterio Jr., hopefully you respond yes. This does not include dark matches. And the name I give you may not be the name they competed under. So if I said Berlin, that would also include Alex Wright. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. Tyler, you're up first. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Your first name is Cobra.
I'm going to go yes.
Yes, because he was also Fake Sting. So he had many a match on Nitro.
Jeff Farmer.
All right. Jeff Farmer is correct. Yes. All right. Lee, your first name is Lieutenant James Earl Wright of the State Patrol.
Yes.
No, he actually never did. They had a State Patrol had a dark match. Buddy Lee Parker had many a match on Nitro with his various gimmicks and being Bill Goldberg's friend. All right, Joey, you get 911 from ECW.
Ooh, my gut says no, but I'm just going to gamble and go yes.
Yes is correct. He was Big Al and Tombstone. He had several matches, quickies on Nitro. All right, Tyler, back to you. Your next name is Donovan Morgan.
I'm going to go no.
No is correct. He had a dark match, but never appeared on Nitro proper. All right, Lee, you get Don Fuji.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes is correct. He was in a handicap match against the Giant. Highlight to be certain. All right, Joey, more ECW. You have the Pitbulls.
Ooh, the Pitbulls as a unit? No, I'm going to say...
Did they ever have a match on... No, no is correct. They never competed on a Nitro. They had a Shotgun Saturday Night match against the Headbangers once. That is as far as it got in terms of national exposure. All right, Tyler, back to you. You have Evad Sullivan.
Yes.
No, he had three dark matches, but never... Never cracked Nitro itself. He was in, I think he was phasing out largely when the show began, so not appear. All right, Lee, you get Eugene.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he did, yes.
Yes is correct. Nick Dinsmore had a couple matches in 98 on Nitro. All right, Joey, back to you. You get Tim Horner.
Ooh, I'm going to say no.
Noah's correct. He had a dark match, but never on Nitro Main. All right, Tyler, you get Chris Adams.
I'm going to go with yes.
Yes, he had several in 1998. That is correct. All right, Lee, you get Rip Rogers.
I'm going to say no.
Noah's correct. Rip never. He did some Saturday Night matches in 95 or so, but never Nitro proper. All right, Joey, you get Ciclope.
Ooh, let's see. I'm going to go with... Yes.
Yes is correct. He's also Halloween, so he had several appearances on Nitro. All right, Tyler, your final name. Got to give you the football one. Kevin Green.
On Nitro. I'm going to say yes.
Yes is correct. He wrestled the Giant in 1998, Nitro number 145. Pretty surprised to learn that. Lee, your last name, Bull Payne.
I'm going to go with no.
Oh, he actually did. He had two matches, 98 and 99. One against Van Hammer, which sounds like a real atrocity there. All right, Joey, your final name, or names, I should say, is PG-13.
PG-13. Oh, again, another one that I was going to have to gamble and go no.
Oh, I'm sorry. They did. They had one match on Nitro 223.
Damn it.
So at the end of the first round, we have Tyler and Joey tied with 4, Lee right behind with 3, as we move on to our next game, Potent Quotables. For this game, I'll give you a quote from a Nitro, and you tell me who said it. So if I said, where's Billionaire Ted? Where's the Nacho Man? That punk can't even get in the building. You hopefully respond, Scott Hall. Correct answers with 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. Lee, you're up first. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, your first quote. So, I got your attention now, Eric Bischoff. I can't get it in the back. I try and go there and talk to you about business, and I get screamed at and kicked out. Who said that?
That would be Edward Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero is correct, from the August 17th, 98 Nitro. I believe that was a coffee promo.
I believe it was, yes.
All right, Joey, your quote. Wait a second. You asked me about Hall and Nash. Yeah, I used to manage Scott Hall, and I used to tag team with Kevin Nash. But that does not make them in a position to be coming into my... It ends there. You got cut off. But who said that quote?
Oh, so they've tagged with Nash. Oh, I'll gamble and I'll say it is 6.
Oh, it's DDP, actually.
God damn it.
All right, Tyler, your next quote. Your first quote, I should say. See, Nash, you can wear any Halloween costume you want to, but you know and I know that you're only half the man that I am, and I have half the brain that you do.
Scott Steiner?
Oh, that was Sid. That was the famous Sid, I have to bring you do quote. All right, Lee, back to you. I came to the WCW to earn a reputation, not to lose it.
That was Bret Hart.
Yes, the WCW was a dead giveaway for that one. All right, Joey. Your next quote. Excuse me, sir. I'm America's role model. I need to see the chief and go inside to go over J.J. Dillon's head.
Ooh, America's role model. Straight away, I'm thinking Chris Jericho.
Jericho is correct.
Get in.
June 1st, 98. All right, Tyler, your next quote. Because this is where the big boys play, and now this is where the big girls play.
Medusa.
Medusa is correct. All right, Lee, your next quote. So when you walked down that aisle last week, I know I wasn't alone because the people at home, all they did was grab the remote, change the channel to WWF, and watch Stone Cold, the person you and your friends got fired from here because you're a jealous old bastard.
I believe that was Big Papa Pump Scott Steiner.
Scott Steiner is correct. Joey, your next quote. And Hulk Hogan, we all know the only way to get that grotesque orange tan that you have is to be in the spotlight for way too long.
Oh, I couldn't tell you that one, but there's lots of people that could be. I have no clue. I'll go with Vince Russo.
Oh, that's Billy Kidman during his feud with Hulk.
Was it the right era?
It's 2000, yes. All right, Tyler, your next quote. And just for trivia, Vince McMahon, do you know that in 1981, when you were trying to become an announcer, your dad was on the board of directors and voted for me to be the world champion?
Ric Flair?
Ric Flair is correct. That was, I believe, the final Nitro. All right, Lee, back to you. See, we are the original gang and we're the most vicious of all in all of professional wrestling history. They send one of yours to the hospital, you send two of theirs to the morgue.
I'm not 100% sure on this, but I'm going to go with Arn Anderson.
I am 100% sure. You're 100% correct. Arn Anderson is right. All right, Joey. Oh, boy.
That doesn't bode well.
Now the virtue of justice unties my hands so that I can continue to fulfill a destiny set in motion upon that memorable day years ago. A destiny at the next level. A destiny beckoning the next hero. There really is no sadder sight than when a grown man fears the challenges in his life so much that he rationalizes adolescent behavior to the point where he carries out heinous and self-indulgent actions. Your evilness, the evilness you embody and portray, is intolerable.
Sounds like Raven.
Oh, that was the Ultimate Warrior. Sorry, just the Warrior, I should say.
Damn it.
All right, Tyler. But for all of the people, all the commentators, all the wrestlers, and all the best friends who did doubt me, you can stick it.
DDP?
Oh, that was Sting. All right, Lee, your final quote. If you knew I was on the card, how I was going to give you 100%, no matter how drunk, how hungover I was.
I'm going to say Ric Flair.
Oh, that was Kevin Nash imitating Arn Anderson, I believe, in that promo. All right, Joey, your final quote. But on the other hand, what's right in the world of professional wrestling is for Bret Hart to abandon the Titanic and swim to the refuge of the NWO.
Oh, I'm going to say Bill Goldberg.
Oh, that was Rick Rude on the night he appeared on both Raw and Nitro, I believed. All right, Tyler, your final quote. You think Sting was crying in the dressing room like I was on TV if it wasn't real? This guy, my best friend, is one of the greatest performers who ever lived, and you squashed him in one night.
I'm blanking here. I'm going to take a wild guess. Randy Savage.
Oh, that was Ric Flair responding to Arn Anderson in the aforementioned NWO parody. All right, so let's see. At the end of that round, Lee had 4, Tyler had 2, Joey had 1. Meaning Lee is in the lead with 7, Tyler right behind with 6, Joey with 5 as we head to round 3 of List 'em and Learn. All right, time for the game of contestant interaction. For this game, I'll give you a category, say everyone who wrestled on Nitro, and we'll say there were 400 wrestlers who did. Player 1 will say how many they can name off the top of their head. We'll say 300. Player 2 will get a chance to either say they can name more or challenge player 1. If you want to name more, you don't have to increase by 1. You can name as many as you want. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged, at which point they have to name the correct number of names. Do so, you get 2 points. Make any mistake, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone gets 2 questions with a chance to go first and also challenge. All right, Joey, you are in 3rd place right now. I'm going to give you the choice. The questions are all of a similar vein, and they're all pretty close. There are 1 question with 14 items, 1 with 13, and 1 with 12. Which one would you like?
Let's go with 13. Sounds unlucky.
Okay, 13. All right, this will be for you and Tyler. All right, so 13 individuals can say they won the WCW Cruiserweight title on Nitro. How many can you name?
I'll start off with, I'll name 2.
2, okay, starting low. Tyler, can you name more?
I think I can name six.
Six. All right, we're up to six.
Sure, let's just go seven.
Oh, all right.
Go ahead, Joey.
Okay, Joey, we need seven men who, or seven individuals who won the Cruiserweight title on Nitro.
Oh, this was a complete bluff.
I thought it was.
It was, but listen, you know, we're here to have fun, right? We're here to have fun. So yeah, let's go. I see Cruiserweight champions. I'd say Alex Wright.
Alex Wright gives you one.
Should I say Ray?
See, I'm not gonna,
I wasn't going to say him. Oh,
all right.
Oh God, I don't know. I know there's pay-per-view matches, and I can think them ones much more clearly than the actual Nitro, because Nitro never actually aired in Ireland unless you had satellite TV, which no one did.
I did.
You wit. Okay. Let's see, but if they get five more correct,
or is it just... I guess it's six if you did not count Rey Mysterio.
Okay, I'm just not confident about Rey Mysterio at all. Okay, I'm sure it's a Billy Kidman.
Okay.
I don't know where to go with Rey or not, but I'm going to avoid it for now. I'm going to say Yuvi. I'm going to say the Juice.
The Juice gives you three.
I have vague recollections of Disco Inferno doing it one Nitro, but I can't be sure. Fuck it, let's go with Rey Mysterio.
Ray gives you four. You need three more.
I'll gamble with Disco.
Disco gives you five. We need two more.
I'm not going to get this. I'm running out of cruiserweights that had decent careers. Psychosis.
Gives you six. We need one more.
I know one. I remember the whole angle with the Canadian shit. Lance Storm, you boring motherfucker.
Yeah. Lance Storm gives you seven. You did it.
Well done, mentioned. Joey. Well done.
Yes. Crowbar and Daphne won the belt together.
Would have not said that.
Then Ilk Skipper, Eddie Guerrero, Mike Sanders, and Ultimo Dragon. But you did it. 2 points for Joey. Excellent job there.
Thank you.
You sound pained.
Oh, this is the last time. I remember the last time we had this little chat, and like I definitely bluffed for In Your House names, and it just didn't work out at all.
All right, Tyler and Lee, this next question is for you. Tyler, you get to pick. There is one with 12 and one with 14 individuals on the question.
Let's go with 14.
14, all right. 14 men can say they won the WCW World title on Nitro. Tyler, how many can you name?
Probably seven.
All right, seven. Lee, what you got?
I'm going to say eight.
Eight?
I'll go nine.
Go up to nine.
I'll go 10. Why not?
Double digits.
I feel bad passing on both of these, but go ahead, Lee.
All right. We need title on Nitro.
Okay, 10 Nitro title wins. Lex Luger.
Lex gives you one.
Hulk Hogan.
Well, Hulkster gives you two.
Vince Russo.
Sad but true, yes, gives you three.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Gives you four.
I don't think Savage won it on a Nitro. Ric Flair.
Ric Flair gives you five. You are halfway there.
Trying to cycle through world champions, which is very difficult considering they change the title every other week. Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett gives you six.
Sid.
Sid gives you seven. You are three away.
Scott Steiner.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Scott Steiner did not. Did not. Names you did not mention. Goldberg was left off the list. The Giant.
Oh, my God, yes.
Bret Hart won it. Booker T on the final Nitro. Kevin Nash did. Randy Savage actually did win it. And Sting. You know, he swapped with DDP. So,
The Sting title switch I just watched for Days of Thunder. It's late at night here. That's my excuse. All right.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking, maybe I can pull a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs at Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. I was able to open an Arena Club Slab Pack, and I'll be honest, it was a lot better than what you normally do. Say you go to a card show, and there's a random innocuous brown bag of cards, and yeah, you can open it and look, it's gonna be junk. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you're probably gonna get in those. Maybe you find that fun, and sometimes I do. Sometimes I like just opening up cards and saying, ah, hey, look at some random cards or whatever. But if you're really in this game to find value and find particular cards, it sucks to have to buy these mystery packs, and it ends up being, you know, almost nothing, you know, nothing of value. Not with Arena Club. You can display, again, of all available cards, hit rates, grading. So you know that when you're opening up the slab pack, you are going to get something valuable. You are getting something good. And Arena Club, in addition to having those great slab packs we just talked about, is also a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, all that sort of stuff. But those Arena Club slab packs, man, they are revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling, and you can have them officially graded by Arena Club as well. So again, setting these things off, it's going to be officially graded by Arena Club. And the Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform that you have to check out. So right now, I've got a special offer here for Voices of Wrestling Network listeners. You can get 10% off of your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/VOWnet. Again, that's arenaclub.com/VOWnet. Now, that's a crazy offer. That's 10% off a $400 slab pack. $40 off right there. 10% off your first purchase. No matter what that purchase is, 10% off. Off. Again, that's arenaclub.com/VOWnet, arenaclub.com/VOWnet for 10% off your first purchase on Arena Club. And we thank them for sponsoring the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. What's going on, guys? This is Rich from the Flagship Podcast here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. If I could have a moment of your time, I'd like to tell you about one of our sponsors, Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock is a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell, all 3-in-1, offering you triple security. So you can have everything in one device rather than installing many pieces on your front door. But it's not just for security. The Eufy Video Lock is also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated cameras. Some other great features we love about the Eufy Video Lock is it is easy to install and set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. Keyless entry, no more fumbling for keys when your hands are full. You never have to worry about kids losing keys or passing among renters. You also have 0.3 second fingerprint recognition and 1 second unlocking. Again, 0.3 seconds, it's going to recognize your fingerprints, and in 1 second, it's going to unlock. And with the AI self-learning chip embedded, the more you use it, the more accurate it will be. Also, no battery anxiety. You have a rechargeable battery in there that could last around 4 months, and you will get a low battery notification before it runs out. Passcode unlocking, a remote control with a 2K clear sight, see who's at your door, and control from anywhere through the Eufy app. With enhanced night vision, you can have optimized view even in the evening. You can also secure your package delivery by view and two-way audio. And then best of all, no monthly fee. A bunch of other brands out there are going to charge you a monthly fee. You have your recordings locally, and you never have to pay for storage. Customer service, Eufy's got you handled as well. They are on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by their professional customer service team. Contact them anytime by telephone, email, or live chat. Personally, as a homeowner, I love my Eufy Video Lock. I have the ability to see what's going on when I'm not home, when packages have arrived, and really the thing I love the most about it, the ease of being able to lock and unlock my doors without having to fumble with my keys, reach in my pocket, or wait, no, crap, they're in my backpack, all that sort of stuff. All this is happening while my dogs are barking at me. You know what? Not anymore with the UV video lock. I touch it. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition. 1 second, door is unlocked. Much, much easier. So if you want to jump on board with Eufy Video Lock, search Eufy Video Lock. That is E-U-F-Y Video Lock. Again, that's Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Two points for Tyler. All right, we have one more question to go. This is for Lee and Joey. All right, Lee, this is you're up first. 12 men can say they won the WCW US title on Nitro. How many can you name?
Six.
Six, wow. All right, Joey, what you got?
See, you do the World Championship was much more an easier bag. Oh, the cruiserweight and the US titles. I definitely didn't pick the right numbers here at all. I'll go one higher.
Seven.
I'll go eight.
Eight, wow.
Nine. And
deep regret already.
Joey's lack of confidence means I will challenge him to name nine.
I'm more with the US title than I would be the cruisers.
All right.
Okay, let's see, nine guys. So I remember Rick Steiner.
Steiner is one.
Say Lance Storm makes sense with the cruiserweight gimmick.
That gives you two.
Oh, should I go with Scott Hall? Should I? Yes, I'll go with Scott Hall.
Oh, Scott Hall, correct, gives you three. You were a third of the way there.
Okay. Okay, Scott Steiner sounds right, but I'm not confident. I go with Scott Steiner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Scott Steiner did not win the U.S. title.
Ah, there we go.
On Nitro.
Rings down.
Not mentioned, Goldberg pretty famously won the U.S. title. Bret Hart did. Chris Benoit. Kurt Hennig. David Flair. Diamond Dallas Page. Jeff Jarrett. Lex Luger. And Roddy Piper.
Oh, well. Well done, Lee. Well done.
So that is 2 points to Lee. Everyone earned 2 points that round, so things are largely unchanged. We have Lee in the lead with 9, Tyler right behind with 8, Joey right behind with 7. We have a close game here. As we head to round 4, the state of WCW. For this game, I will give you an event from Nitro. You tell me the U.S. state it took place in. So if I ask for the second ever Nitro, hopefully you respond Florida. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. Joey, you're up first. Are you ready? All right. Well, you get the very first Nitro.
Oh, I have no clue. No clue. I'll go with Atlanta.
Well, that's a city, not a state.
Oh, and, it's Georgia.
It was Minnesota. The Mall of America, famously.
Question. Only 45 minutes from me.
All right, Tyler, you get the final Nitro.
That would be Florida.
Florida is correct. All right, Lee, you get Goldberg's WCW world title win.
That would be Georgia.
Georgia is correct. All right, Joey, you get the finger poke of doom.
I'll go with Las Vegas.
Nevada. That's the city. And also incorrect, it was Georgia. The Georgia Dome, I believe. All right, Tyler. You get... Lex Luger wins the WCW title.
Virginia.
Oh, that's Michigan, I think, right outside Detroit. All right, Lee, you get Vince Russo wins the WCW world title.
I'm going to say North Carolina.
Oh, he was the hometown hero. It was New York. All right, Joey, you get the Horsemen reunion.
Oh, that sounds like it's North Carolina.
Oh, so close. South Carolina. All right, Tyler, you get Master P has a birthday party for Silk the Shocker, and he promised to sell out the building they were in. He did not.
Florida?
That was Louisiana, because they were, I believe, from the Orleans area.
I was going to say Louisiana.
Promised to sell out the Superdome. Did not. Didn't quite get there. All right, Lee, you get the Owen Hart tribute match between Bret and Chris Benoit.
That was Missouri.
Missouri is correct. All right, Joey, you get Scott Hall arrives during the Mauler and the other guy.
Steve Dahl. Steve Dahl, yeah.
That's very impressive, Lee. Very impressive.
Ooh.
What's less impressive is my knowledge here. I'm gonna say Missouri.
That was Georgia.
I'm getting the right answers, right, just not the right questions.
Yeah. I could chop this up and be perfect so far. All right, Tyler, you get the NWO Nitro, the one where they rebuilt the set for seemingly hours on end.
Let's stay in Florida.
Oh, that was Georgia. All right, Lee, you get Rey Mysterio wins his first Cruiserweight title.
I think that was Florida, because I think it was the Disney tapings.
That Florida is correct. Lee with a command of U.S. geography. All right, Joey, this is your final one. Chance to get a point for this round. That's the Wall, dude. Where did that take place?
Oh, I'll go with Illinois.
Illinois? No, Texas. South Padre Island in Texas. All right, Tyler. Your final question, the Russo-Bischoff Reset Show.
I think that was Virginia.
Oh, Colorado, actually. And finally, Lee, I don't know, an obscure event, but DX invades WCW with a tank. Where was that Nitro?
Was that Indiana?
Nope, that was Virginia. All right, tough round that time. But we have Lee in the lead, still with 12, Tyler with 9, Joey with 7, as we head to our final game, the sprint. For this game, I will ask each of you individually 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. If you do not know, just guess, as we do not go back. All right, Joey, you're in third place. You're up first. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Eric Bischoff once spoiled the ending of the Raw match of Shawn Michaels versus blank.
Ooh, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That was Sid. The infamous Hummer that ran Kevin Nash over was the color blank.
Black.
Oh, it was white, the one that ran into him.
God, so many Hummers.
Blank was unable to see the Ultimate Warrior in the mirror when Hulk in the audience could.
Bischoff
is correct. DJ Blank was often all up in our area on Nitro.
Oh, I have no clue. Don't know.
That was DJ Ran. A Buff Bagwell once pinned Blank when he was supposed to lose and asked Vince Russo if he did a good job.
Lex Luger.
Oh, it was La Parca. Billy Kidman and Shane Douglas once had a Blank on a Pole match on Nitro.
I remember this, and it's just gone. I've literally gone blank. What are the odds? I remember. I can't think. I'm just going to have to say I don't know.
That was Viagra. I don't blame you for not blocking that out of your mind. David Flair once tried to obtain Stacy Keibler's blank on the October 9th, 2000 Nitro.
Phone number.
No, blood. Blood sample.
Oh, God. What was happening in the field?
The Magnificent Seven once held a funeral for blank in the dying days of Nitro.
Oh, I'm going to say Ric Flair.
Oh, it's Kevin Nash. Ric Flair was in the Magnificent Seven, I do believe.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Before the Demon, Dale Torborg debuted a blank gimmick on Nitro and blew out his knee in his first match.
I can't remember. I don't know. This is run.
He's a race car man, a pit crew member. And finally, on the December 27th, 1997 Nitro, Hulk Hogan received a present that turned out to be blank.
I have no clue. It turned out to be... I have no clue. No idea.
It was his severed head. An imitation of his severed head that he just looked at and yelled. All right.
I had fun. That's the main thing, right?
It was not... Bit of a tough one, that one. You got one correct answer. You finished with 8 points. All right, Tyler, you are up next. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. DDP once pinned Randy Savage on Nitro after dressing up as blank.
La Parca.
La Parca is correct. Eric Bischoff once famously asked Sid where his blank was to silence and apathy.
His dignity?
Not a bad guess, but scissors, where Sid's scissors were. Randy Savage once shockingly blanked Tori at the end of Nitro.
Pantsed her.
Slapped her. Just went out and slapped her. Scott Hall once asked the Giant blank, to which the Giant responded, "Don't go there."
Why he was fat? I don't know.
If Andre the Giant was really his dad.
That's good.
The January 4th, 1999 Nitro, Goldberg was accused of stalking blank.
Stacy?
That was Miss Elizabeth. Megadeth once performed the smash hit Blank live on Nitro, which was briefly Goldberg's theme.
Symphony of Destruction?
Oh, it was Crush 'em. Can't believe I remember Crush 'em. All right, football question for you here. Members of the Blank football team ran in on a match on Nitro in 1997 when the lights went out.
97. Carolina Panthers?
Oh, it's the Buffalo Bills. I believe Jim Kelly and Bruce Smith did a run in when the lights went out.
I was thinking Kevin Green. Oh, silly me.
Yeah. All right. Blank randomly appeared in the insane asylum with Ric Flair, and it was never mentioned again.
Hulk Hogan?
No, it was Scott Hall. Hulk Hogan probably belonged in the insane asylum, but he did not appear. Jeff Jarrett and Booker T once had a blank match in 2000 with a series of boxes with mystery items in them.
Hardcore?
The 49ers match. They were in San Francisco at the time. And finally, Blank was in the intro of the first ever Nitro, but never appeared on the show proper due to being fired.
Stone Cold.
No, it was actually Vader. Vader had just gotten fired for fighting with Paul Orndorff. All right. Oof, I have some tough questions this game. You had one correct answer. You have 10. So, Lee, I don't know if you can pull this one out, because I guess you already won.
I don't think you give out negative points, so...
I know there are no negative points, so answer if you want, feel free, but are you ready?
I am.
All right. A blank once had an awkward match with Goldberg on Nitro and was fired soon after.
I don't know.
That was William Regal. Ah. Lee Marshall often did road reports sponsored by blank.
Oh, man, I should know this. Castrol GTX.
That was 1-800-COLLECT. Ah. Former MTV VJ Blank hosted many a Nitro.
Ricky Rachman.
Ricky Rachman is correct.
Or Rachman, whatever his name was. He was awful.
We saw Blank's music video roughly 8,000 times on Nitro.
I got to guess it's Conan, because he had many and they were awful.
Yes. Nitro moved to 3 hours in the year Blank.
1999.
Oh, it was 98.
Ah.
Jeff Jarrett once hit Howard Stern Whackpacker and Little Person Blank with a guitar.
I can see the person and I can't think of his name. I can't remember.
It was Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Blank was once heard taking a move from Raven and Canyon on a trap door.
The Bulldog. First Bulldog.
No, it was actually a Viano. One of the I think it was Viano 4. In an all-time terrible segment on the March 3rd, 1997 Nitro, Roddy Piper blanked.
That's a very vague question. Can I say kept cutting a promo because it's Roddy Piper?
This is when he tried to assemble Team Piper in an endlessly poor segment.
Oh, I don't know. I can't.
Don't watch. No good. Anyway, moving on. Russo and Ferrara referred to themselves as blank on their early Nitro appearances.
The powers that be.
Powers That Be is correct. And finally, a Hogan Giant main event once bled into the premiere of The Adventures of Blank.
The Adventure of Robin Hood?
Robin Hood is correct.
Getting my American TV right, shows correct.
You got 4 correct answers. That gives you a total of 16. You are the winner of the 5-star match game.
Ooh.
You have sealed your bona fides as a WCW expert.
Rich isn't going to kick me off the podcast network now.
We're bringing in new blood. You know, so I don't know if we're the Millionaires Club or I don't feel like it looking at my bank account. So, but yes, excellent, excellent job by you. Thank you. You are the winner. Good job by everyone on this one right here. And of course, as always, I keep a tiebreaker in my back pocket just for fun. And I don't know if everyone would like to play because I never get a chance to use it again.
Yeah, why not?
Let's go.
All right. I will give you a question. You can respond with a number in the Slack or whatever and just see who comes the closest. How many matches did Hulk Hogan have on Nitro? And he was there about 5 years from left in 2000. So 5 years of potential here.
Winner takes all, right?
There we go. All right, so we have Tyler with 25, Lee had 90, Joey had 59. Try to do math in my head here. The correct answer is 73. So Joey, you came the closest.
Yep, that's it. I win. Goodbye.
I'm glad we could help, but yes, very good job. So Lee, you are the winner. You get to plug whatever you want first.
I will obviously plug Days of Thunder on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, which is a WCW Thunder retrospective show where we cover every episode of Thunder and all the pay-per-views. And we are currently just up to the midway point of 1999. So, yes, you can find us, like I say, on the VOW Podcast Network. And occasionally, very, very rarely these days, I do a bit of writing on Voices of Wrestling. And I also have a Patreon, patreon.com/ WCW Thunderpod.
Excellent. All right. Tyler, what do you have going on in your world?
You can follow me on Twitter at TheRealForno. I am half of the Good, the Bad, and the Hungy AEW podcast on the Voice of Wrestling Podcasting Network, where Fred and I opine about all things AEW, and we're probably going to be delving a lot into ROH since it's Tony Khan adjacent. And then if you are a fan of Miserable Pain, you can follow my work at the Vikings Wire with USA Today, as I am the managing editor, and I get to spend my entire life dealing with it.
What a hard sell. Joey, what are you up to these days?
Well, nothing is more glamorous than these two guys. Listen, I'll just plug WCW, you know, Days of Thunder and, you know, Good, Bad, and the Hungry again. They're both deserving to vote. I have not got time in real life to do anything anymore, except for the odd article here and there. But just remember, just don't watch anything on WWE. That's the best thing you can do.
Okay, well, yeah, your word is my command. So I will just say the Five Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit our Red Circle page, click the donate button if you are so inclined. Follow us on Twitter at 5StarMatchGame, the number 5, or email us at 5StarMatchGame@gmail.com with 5 spelled out. Our logo was designed by Rich Craich, and the show may be edited for entertainment purposes. For this show, I'll be back in a little bit with another show as soon as I plot it out, and I can't wait. Thank you so much to all our guests. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Do you like wrestling trivia? Then check out the 5-Star Match Game, the pro wrestling quiz show. I'm Joe Gagne, and every episode, I grill 3 contestants with 5 rounds of power-packed wrestling trivia. We have over 30 evergreen episodes in the archives covering WWE, AEW, Japan, Mexico, and much, 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 much more. Play along at home and check it out today.